Hi, this is Elizabeth, a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pro. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much for asking. And I'm glad to hear that you are doing good also.
Thank you. I'm calling because y'all had something messed with my phone that y'all can help me to get my credit score up a little bit.
All right, so let me just find your information here really quick. Okay, so I got it. Your name is Daisy, right?
Correct.
Okay, Daisy, just to confirm with you, so you are calling us due to credit issues, like or denials, or
Yeah, because I don't have no credit whatsoever. Everything I get, I buy it, and so therefore, I don't have no credit.
So that means you need to establish credit now, right?
Correct. Because I don't have no credit. I don't have no credit, and I guess my credit score kind of like keeps me from getting the job that I wanted. So I just want to know how can I go back establish so I can get some credit going.
I definitely understand you, and thank you very much for that information, Daisy. Actually, we are an A plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau, and we have been in the business for over a decade, so we can definitely help you, Daisy. When was the last time that you looked at your credit report?
Yeah. Oh God, it's been a while.
It's fine, not a problem. So do you know your current score, or maybe not, right? Because you haven't looked at it.
Don't know. I don't know my credit score. I don't even know what exactly what it is. I do not know.
I understand. Not a problem. Tell me, what sort of credit issues are you having? I mean, I understand that you need to establish credit, so I just want to make sure or to confirm with you. So, do you have like medical, student loans, or nothing at all?
I don't have none at all.
Nothing at all. Do you have anything you are paying on time that shows you don't have any credit, you say. I'm sorry. What is your goal for improving your credit? Your job, you say, right? To get another
Right.
job? All right, that sounds
Right.
good. Right. Okay. Daisy, based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. So what we will do next is to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary to get an updated look at what is being reported and come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. Okay?
Okay.
I assure you that this is going to be just a courtesy pull. That means that it's not going to affect your credit score in any way, because we use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would, okay?
Okay.
Right, so I'm going to ask you some questions. Let me just confirm your last name is Fobbs, like Fobbs.
Correct.
Daisy, do you have a middle name?
May MAE.
Thank you. So now I have your phone number is area code 252-406-6407, right?
Who now? Repeat the address again.
Oh yes, your phone number, the phone number that I see is that you have is 252-406-6407, right?
Correct.
All right. Is your email daisyfobbs1864 at gmail.com?
Correct.
All right. So, may I have please your address?
The current address or before address?
Your current address, please.
It's 728 Hagerton Trail. It's H A Gigerty.
Okay, I'm sorry. And the number once again, may I have it, please?
It's 728 Hegarty Trail. It's Hagerty Trail.
May I have, please, the zip code?
27803. You probably get my old address, because I just recently just moved here.
Oh, I understand. I got it. Okay, so let me just repeat it back to you. So your current address is 728 Hagerty Trail and Rock. This is in Rocky Mount, right? Is it?
Correct.
All right. So, this is in North Carolina, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just give me, please, a moment. All right. So now I'm going to make the self pull of your Equifax credit summary. So could you please provide me with your social security number?
238-331717.
Let me just repeat it back to you. Is it
238-331717.
Okay, 238-331717, right? Correct. Okay, thank you so much. May I have, please, your date of birth, Daisy?
It's July the 5th, 1971.
Okay, so July, so it's going to be 7/15/1971.
Am I
right? No?
It's 07-05-1971.
Oh, I apologize. All right, so now I got it. It's 07/05/1971, right?
Correct.
Okay, so now I'm going to request it. We just need to wait a few seconds because their website is loading now. So, all right, so it seems that I need to ask you some security questions, Daisy, and this is just to confirm that this is your credit report and not someone else, okay?
Okay.
Did you open an auto loan in or around September 2021?
Did I do one now?
Did you open an auto loan in or around September 2021?
No, ma'am.
No, okay.
Hold on, please.
Sure.
Hold on, ma'am.
Sure, go ahead.
Bye-bye. I'm back, ma'am.
I'll Okay, I'm here. All right. So the next question is, which of the following people have lived with you in the last 10 years? Jesus LaMonica, Sidney Cobb, Laura Tuttle, Marion Armstrong, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And what is the name of the county of your address?
Nash County.
Okay, so Nash, right? Or because it says Nash, Wayne, Stokes, Henderson. So is it going to
be
Nash? All right. Got it. Thank you so much. Did you purchase a vehicle around March 2018?
No.
Okay. Okay, so which one of the following is your previous street? Mapleton, Kennedy, Smith, Doris, Wayman Church, or none of the above?
Wayman Church.
Wayman. All right. Thank you so much. I'm submitting the answers now. Oh, there are more questions. I'm sorry. Did you open a mortgage loan around April 2020?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So, which of the following is a previous phone number of yours? So, do you have another different phone number?
Good Lord, I have so many.
Okay, so here are the options, okay? Area code is going to be 828 for all of them. So I'm going just to say the rest of the numbers, okay?
All right, go ahead.
If you help me to identify. Okay. 232-3068-208. 202-78-18 or none of the above.
Can you run it by me again?
Yeah, so you have to it says that the question is which of the following is a previous phone number of yours, okay? All of them are with the same area code, which is 828. Okay, so the numbers are 232-3068, 208-6170,
221-0007,
202-7018, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Got it. Okay, so now... Did you live in another different city before the one you are living now? What was the name of the city you previously resided in?
I've been all around the world, really.
Okay, here are some of the options. The options are Enfield, Pine Ridge.
Enfield,
all right.
Oh, go ahead. Anything
else? Okay, so from the list below, what is the area code of your phone number ending in 6407? Is it 816, 210, 660, 252? Or none of the above? Hello? Would you like me to repeat?
Erica was.
Yeah, okay, so it's asking your area code of your phone number ending in 6407.
64.
Your current phone number, actually, 6407. And the area code, what is the area code of your current phone number? 252, right? Isn't it?
252. That Erica is 252.
Okay, the area code is 252. All right, got it. Let me just submit them. Submitting now all the answers. All right, I finally see here your credit score. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, your current credit score is 524. Okay. So, Daisy, to be in the same page, the highest credit score is 850. So, at this moment, your credit score is considered as very low or poor, but don't worry about this because we can definitely help you. Also, I can see that you have some negative items. I'm going to let you know where are the items that are currently affecting you in your credit score. So, you have one of major derogatory trade lines. Okay. These are accounts that you have with late payment between 60 to 90 days. Okay. Then you have 100% of trades ever delinquent. And basically, this percentage, it is from all the accounts that you have, like credit cards. Well, like you said
I
that
don't
you
have no
can have,
credit card.
right? I understand that, but somehow this is in your credit score. Like, okay, so it's the percentage that is from all the accounts that you have, like loans, credit, or anywhere. Or
I ain't
anything
never
where
had
you
no
use,
loan.
I understand that. This is basically anything where you use your credit, and this is the percentage that is late on payment. Okay, so I understand what you are saying, but this is the information that is in your credit score. Okay, it could be wrong. I mean, but I'm letting you know what I see. All right, what you actually have. Okay. Then you have, let me check that. Okay. Then you have one of third-party collections, and this is okay. So this is when a creditor thinks that you ultimately won't pay what you owe, usually after several missed payments. So they sell the debt to a debt collector company that attempts to collect the debt that was held from the previous or original creditor. Okay, and you also have okay, the amount in collections is $539.
Okay, I know where that come from. Okay, I know where that come from.
Oh, you already know. Okay, all right. So, well, this is what you have here, and this amount is the money that you owe to those third-party collection companies that I mentioned before. Okay, and let's see what else you have. Well, basically, that's all. Then, I'm sorry. What do you do for a living at this moment?
For right now, I'm doing nothing right now. I'm not working right now, but I know where the factor now come from. It come from Stafford, an institution. I know where that come from.
All right.
I know where that one come from.
All
But
right.
credit card, I ain't never had no credit card in my name.
I got it. But these are the negative items that are currently affecting your credit score. So that's why you have your score is 524. All right. So that's the reason why if you oh, you need to repair it in order for you to get your job, right? Because they'll check your credit score, and to establish credit and to repair it. Well, we are actually specialists on doing that. Let me just confirm with you. Are you receiving social security income?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. All right,
Okay,
so
what else? Can you ask one question for me? What else they got up there just saying that I need to pay? Because I ain't never had no credit card a day in my life.
Well, the information that I just provided to you is actually the only information that I see. I don't see the company, the name of the company, but I heard just that you already identified the company you where you purchase or like. That's all the information that we have. Okay?
What did it say I purchased?
No, it doesn't say that. Okay, I'm not able to see the details. And we are not able to see the details. Like after, let me please provide you with more information about what we can offer you. So that way, and the way that we are going to help you. Okay, so that way you will be able to understand better how our system works. All right.
Because I never had a credit card.
Yeah, I'm sure you know that because you already mentioned that to me before, so I understand you pretty well.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened with that one. Hmm? My mama's aunt. I'm named after my mama's aunt. Her name and my name is the same, exactly the same, and spelled the same way.
Oh, really?
So, so she probably had the credit card, and they put it on me because I never owned a credit card a day in my life. I did not mess with no credit card.
Well, that makes sense.
Vincent, they must have had the credit card. They must have been looked at it real good when they did it. But they need to go back and they need to go back and correct that because I ain't never owned a credit card a day in my life.
Yeah,
so that's on her behalf, not on my behalf. I'm not going to sit here and pay for somebody else's credit card and I ain't never had a credit card day in my life.
All right. So that makes sense, actually, now that you are letting me know. This is what is affecting you now, and it needs to be fixed, all right? So, and I apologize to her that happened. I believe that that is the thing that happened, actually, because if you and her name are the same,
exactly.
It might be a mistake or something. So let me explain to you a little bit more about us and about what we what we'll be able to offer you. And basically the goal of the credit pros is to repair your credit so you can achieve your goals. And based on the information gathered, the best option for you is going to be our Successful Plus package. Okay. So you need to be informed about what we do for you and for your credit. So that is why you will have access to your unique client portal, okay? In your client portal is where you are going to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You also will be able to see the negative items we are working on, the negative items that we have removed from your credit score and the different opportunities for you and your credit score, okay?
Okay.
And of course, you will have access to your credit information at any time, all right?
Okay.
And I understand that sometimes credit score can be difficult to understand, but you don't have to be worried about this because you will have a credit analyst available for you. So he will take a look at your credit score and create an action plan according to the goals and the challenges that you have at this moment. So you won't be alone in the process. Make sense, Daisy?
Make lots of sense.
All right. So just give me please one more minute. Okay. So we will dispute the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable in your credit report. And we are going to dispute it with all three credit bureaus at the same time. Okay, so this is going to be at the same time, so you don't have to wait longer. In other words, we will help you clean up your credit score. And if for some reason something shows up again in the future, you have a lifetime guarantee with us. Make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Then you will receive a line of credit of up to $5,000 with nationalcreditdirect.com. It's not a credit card, meaning you can't purchase gas or fast food. Purchases are made directly through their online store, where you can actually, you will be able to purchase electronics, smartphones, smart TVs, jewelry, appliances, and many other items. Okay.
Okay.
And I would like to let you know that the purpose of this line of credit is that you can report and establish a good payment history month after month on Experian to help you boost up your credit score. Make sense?
Lots of sense.
All right. So, and because all credit scores base 35% on payment history, the payments for the service will be reported to the three credit bureaus, and you will reflect good payment history month after month. Okay? So, it appears as a credit builder loan in your credit report, but you will not receive any money from the credit process. And if you cancel, the positive reporting will be discontinued. But this tool will help you attract other lenders, other creditors, other business. When they see the positive reporting in your credit report every month and that you are being approved. Make sense?
Lots of sense.
All right. So the initial fee is $149 month to month with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services. There is no contract and you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score that you want. And also, we try to help as much people as we can, so that's why we offer a special for you and someone else. But this is with a better price. It's called actually Family Plan. It can be your significant other, a family member, a friend, anyone, and it will be with the same benefits that I mentioned to you before. But like I said, it comes with a better price. So is this going to be just for you, or who are you going to add, AC?
Just for me.
All right, so may I have, please, your card number and expiration date?
How much do I have to pay?
Okay, so the initial fee is $149.
Okay. I don't have it on me right now, but I don't have it on me right now.
Oh, I definitely understand that. What I will do is that I will process just $12.95. So today you will have access to the client portal and you will see the progress of your credit 24/7. And this is going to be just $12.95. So don't worry. I definitely understand you. So whenever you are ready, I just need the card number and the expiration date, please.
Ma'am, I don't have no money on me right now.
Oh, I understand that you don't have the money at this moment. But if you had the money, you will do it, right?
I had the money, I will do it, but I don't have it on me right now, ma'am. Honest to God, I don't have it on me right now.
Okay, I understand pretty well your situation. So, in this case, okay, as I mentioned before, Daisy, I am here to help you. So what I will do is that I will process just $1 to save you the spot and save your information. So that way you don't have to go all over the process again and everything will be ready for you in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, we will process the initial fee. But for today, it will be only $1. So do you usually use Visa, MasterCard, Discovery? What do you use?
I use my debit card. It's like I do math on a Cash App card.
Okay, so may I have the card number, please, and the expiration date? So let me just confirm the information that I got. Your address is 728. This is in Haggerty Trail in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, zip code 27803, right?
Correct.
Okay. And your phone number is area code 252-406-6407, right?
Correct.
Your date of birth is 07/05/1971, right, Daisy?
Correct.
And your email is Daisy Pops, like your first and last name, 1864@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
All right. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
All right, hold on 1 second. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, my number to my Cash App card, my card is 4403-93-35-14-37-58-20.
Thank you. May I have please the expiration date?
11/26.
Thank you so much. May I have please the ZBB number?
265.
I'm sorry, did you say 235?
No, 265.
265. Oh, thank you. 265. Thank you. I got it. So let me please repeat it back to you just to confirm. So your current number is 4403-93-35-1437-5820. The expiration date is 11/11/2026. And the CVV number is 265, right?
Correct.
Okay, thanks so much. Just give me, please, a moment. Thank you so much. I'm here with you on the line. Just give me please a moment. Just a moment, please. Okay. So thanks so much for holding. Just give me please a moment. Okay, Daisy, just to let you know, once the payment is accepted, the second setup fee of $149 will be charged on March 29th, and your month-to-month fee of $149 will start on April 29th. Okay? So okay. Now I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, okay? So we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
All right.
So just give me, please, a moment.
I'm knowing there's nothing up there.
Is there any blocks for purchase online in your card?
I don't have no money on my card today. I know that.
Okay, so if your billing address, what is the billing address of your card?
It's probably from my old address.
Is it from an old address?
Yeah, because it's from probably from my address where I moved from, because I just recently moved.
Okay, so thank you for that information. May I have please your old address?
1864 Slash Road, Enfield, North Carolina.
27823? Uh-huh. Oh, just a moment, please. I'm sorry, did you say 1864?
Yeah, 1864 Slade Road.
Slade Road, is it spelled S-L-E-I-G-H?
It's S-L-E-D-G-E, Slade.
Oh, Slade Road, okay. All right, thank you. Just can you please for one more minute? Mm-hmm. Okay, 1864 Fletch Road.
Right, Enfield.
Okay, Enfield is
27823, North Carolina.
All right, so just give me please a moment. All right, so okay, so Fletch, does it spell F L E D G E?
S-L-E-D.
Right.
D G E.
Yeah, that's what I got. F L D. I'm sorry, F L E D G E Road.
Correct.
And the Road Enfield.
North Carolina. 27823. Correct.
So just to confirm, that is the billing address of the card, right?
Yeah, of my card, yeah.
This is the billing address of your card. All right. So just a moment, please. All right, so I'm going to submit the sale now. Just give me please a few seconds. Well, unfortunately, the card didn't go through. Do you have another card with $1? Or can you
Oh,
transfer
hold
money to that so I can do the enrollment for you? So you,
Hold on, hold on.
it's all right.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm holding. Okay, I'm going to be here on the line with you. Okay, so
I know, BK. Wait a minute. I'm with you out in a minute.
all right.
Okay, try this. It's 5314 6200 65
I'm sorry, did you say
95
65? Oh.
65 95 5762.
Okay, so let me please repeat the card number back to you. I got 5314 6200 2595.
6595.
Oh, my bad. Okay,
Six
so all
five nine five.
right, 6595, 5762, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let me just repeat it back all over again just to confirm. 5314 6200 6595, 5762, right?
Correct.
Okay, so may I have please the expiration date?
12:25.
12:25, all right. And may I have please the CVV number?
311.
311. All right, so in this card, is it going to be the same billing address? I mean, your old address or the new one?
Nope, the old one.
The old one. All right. So just give me please a moment. So I'm going to try now do it with
Hope they
this
go through.
card. I need to. All
They
right.
don't.
So I'll let you know just in a minute, okay? So,
I know a $4 left on that.
okay, thank you very much for your time.
It went through.
So, we just need to wait a few seconds more, okay?
Oh, I'll go and say, hold on, went through.
Okay, thank you. All right, so just give me please 1 minute. So we will see what happens. Okay, so it went successfully through. Yeah, it went through actually.
We're
It was
good.
a yeah, it was a successful transaction. So congratulations. So now I'm going to Okay, so congratulations once again, okay, Daisy, on taking the first step towards a better financial future. I've set up your profile in our system. The payment has been scheduled for March 29th, okay, in the amount of $149 for the successful plus package. Okay, once we process the full payment, you will have access to your very own unique client portal. Okay, in the meantime, you should have received a text or email from us, from the credit pros. Can you please check for me?
Hold on. Yeah, okay. I received it.
All right, I'm glad to hear that. So now, could you please kindly open the email and search for the blue hyperlink? And so please let me know, okay? So because we are going to follow some steps right now, okay?
Okay.
Are you checking your email?
Yeah, I'm checking it now.
All right.
Okay, gotcha.
Got it. All right. So, can you please kindly open the email and search for the blue hyperlink?
Okay, it's with my Gmail there, right?
Right. It's a blue hyperlink, and as soon as you locate it,
with my email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You should be able to see something that says, like, welcome to the credit pros and a blue hyperlink.
I got it.
All right. So, okay, so you already clicked on the hyperlink. Then it's going to take a couple of seconds to load our user agreement, okay, which is simply our agreement of service, but you are welcome to review it if you like to review it and click on agree. After that, click on agree and then click on next step, please.
Okay, next step.
All right, so on the next page, you will see your personal information. Please verify it. Verify all the information that was entered properly. Then, please create a password for your client portal. Okay? That is the one that is going to be for your client portal. And the password should be at least eight characters. With
password.
All right.
Okay. Hold on.
You can probably write it down in a safe
place. Yeah, that's what I'm about to do now. Easy to forget.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I normally forget the passwords, and you have, you know, to create a new password.
Create another one. I ain't trying to go through all that no more. I ain't trying to go through that no more.
Right. So now we have a password for almost everything, right?
Correct. Okay. I know the feeling.
So whenever you're ready, please let me know, because I'm going to let you know the way you have to create your password.
Hold on. Hold on, give me, I'm trying to give me a good password.
Okay, yes, I'm holding, okay? Whenever you're ready, please let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Let me see what that's doing.
I just to refresh the call, okay? I'm here, so you can take your time. Whenever you're ready, please let me know.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. It ain't gonna work.
Okay, Daisy, I'm here with you on the line, okay?
Okay, I'm trying to get a good password in here.
All right, so just to let you know that the password, it should be at least 8 characters with 1 capital letter and 1 special character. It could be like a star or hashtag or, you know, any other special character, and with 1 number, okay? And once you're done, please click on next step, okay? And let me know, please, okay? I'll be here on the line with you.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much for holding, and I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you find a good password?
I'm trying here.
All right. It's okay. So remember that it should be at least 8 characters with 1 number and 1 capital letter and 1 special character, okay?
Gotcha. Hold this word.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm here. Yeah, Thank you so much for holding, Daisy. Did you finally find a good password?
Thank you. I just found it. Thank God.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. So after
hold on.
Your password. All right. Let me know, please, whenever you're ready, so we can just go move forward to the next step. Okay.
Man, no, I didn't. I did not hear previous. Yes, I did.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, please let me know so we can continue and go to the next step, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I think I just hit the previous. I know I did. I think I did. But I mistake.
That might be a very good password, huh?
Yeah.
Since what I normally do is to, you know, to save it or I grab it down in another place, like a piece of paper or something, in a notebook or.
All right, get my password.
All right, that sounds good. Great. And okay, so now, you should be. Oh, I'm sorry. You have to click. Once you are done, click on next step, please, okay?
Okay.
So now, you should be seeing additional personal information. Could you please kindly verify that information and click on next step when you are finished, please?
Okay, that's for my billing address, right?
Yes, just please make sure that is correct. Then you can go ahead and click on next step, please.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, so the next page is the Equifax authentication screen. So you have to click on it, please. I'm sorry, click on next step, please.
Is it okay? I got it. So
right.
Click on that?
Yes.
Click on that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So now you can see the items in your credit report. So please identify the items you don't recognize and they will be the subject of our disputes. So you can do this later if you like to. Okay, so now you can, I mean, if you need more time, you can do this later, okay? And then you have to click on okay. Got it?
Okay, I got it from Morphe Westfield, Western to Credit Bureau.
Okay,
so Western to Credit Pros.
Say again, please.
I'm on Western to Credit.
Yeah, you have to identify the items in your credit report, all the items that you don't recognize, okay? You said that you have some collections and those are something, I remember you said something that you, it's not yours, right?
Yes, like, the credit card is not mine.
All right, so that one. So in this step, you have to identify the items you don't recognize. Okay, if you don't recognize that one, so you have to identify the item, and then you will have, this is going to be the subject of our disputes, all right? So you can do this later if you need more time. Okay, so now please click on okay, or if you already identify the item, so please click on okay. And then the final screen should show let's do this or welcome to the credit process. Are you following me?
Hold on.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
Sure, take your time. Okay, so whenever you're finished, please let me know so we can so I'll be able to transfer you over to our ACE, which is our auto credit advisor. Okay.
I messed up somewhere. Wellmet is the credit pros. That's Wellmet. I must clicked on something wrong.
Okay, so didn't you see the final screen that is showing? It should show something that says "Welcome to the Credit Pros." Do you see that?
I don't know what I clicked. Wellmet is like the new credit builder tools.
No, on the screen, I heard you say you were reading something that says "Welcome to the Credit Pros," right? Do you see that part? Or did you see it?
I must have clicked on something wrong.
Okay, so we were in your report, right? So you were able to see your report and identify the items. Okay, so...
No, ma'am. I didn't get that far. I must have hit something wrong. Because I don't know what I hit.
Okay, no, this is not a problem, okay? So... Congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We are excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. I'll be transferring you to our auto credit advisor, Ace,
okay,
who will be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. This will take only 2 minutes. It is very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. So I want you to please stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay, Daisy?
All right.
Okay, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? And take care.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in post-date program. You were charged $1 today, and will be charged $149 on March 29, 2023. Each month you will be charged $149 on the 29th of the month. Your date of birth is July 5, 1971, and your social security number is 238331717. Your address is 1864 Sledge Road, Enfield, North Carolina 027823. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.